We're talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay, of course, of the Oklahoma Pork Council. And Roy Lee, for a lot of years, you've been involved with both the Oklahoma Youth Expo and then right here at Tulsa, the Tulsa State Fair, helping with their market hog shows. You can put a lot of time into these. Why are you so adamant about wanting to invest your time into these shows?
Well, you know, one of the greatest demands that we have within the pork industry today is labor. And it's bright, young people that want to come in and work with hogs. And so if you can start with these kids today that are already raising show pigs, that are already around them every day, these kids already have a passion for hogs. You don't rise to the top of the kids that are here at the Tulsa State Fair without having a passion for doing it. It's not, well, I'll just go out and see my pig once a week. So if you can get those kids interested in a career in the pork industry, then that's what we're looking for long-term to help us fill what we need from workers in the barn to management, on up, nutritionists, geneticists, animal welfare, animal behavior specialists, all of those things. If you start with a basic understanding of raising hogs and what it takes to take care of a hog on a daily basis, then you're leaps and bounds ahead of someone that's never seen a hog farm before.
So tell me about this year's show.
It was a good show. We had a really good show. We about 790 head here that showed up, really warm, and we made it through really that very well. I thought hogs held up well, kids held up great, judge did a wonderful job. I suspect the staff was more worn down by the heat than anyone else, but really had a nice show. Brandon Anderson was set judge for the second time and just does a great job talking to our kids and working with our kids. And, you know, we have, and I admit I'm a little biased, but we have what I think is probably the best group of superintendents and the team of people, the same core group of people that is superintendents and serve this show here, serve the Oklahoma Youth Expo in the spring, and so we do this twice a year. We've got a good group. We know what our roles are. We know what our strengths are, and we use those together, and it really makes this thing work and run very smoothly. And our hope is the kids don't even know we're here. I mean, that's really our hope as kind of the show officials, if you will, and I think we did a great job of that.
So, you know, when you think about this show versus the spring show, is the obviously not quite as many pigs, but at the top end, is the quality right there as well?
Yeah, I think as you talk to our judges and you listen to our judges talk about what they all say, regardless, is that the show in Oklahoma City is absolutely as difficult a show to judge in terms of quality as any show they've ever seen, any show they've ever been. Overall numbers may not be the same, but I assure you, when you're looking at the Grand Champion, the Reserve Grand, the Breed Champions, those hogs would be competitive at any show in the United States, maybe around the world, in terms of market bearers. I don't care if you go to Texas. I don't care if you go to Iowa. You're not going to find better hogs than what we've got right here at Tulsa. So even if the numbers aren't as big as they would be at, say, the Youth Expo, the quality at that top end is still grade A number one.